Track 6, Back to the News. Fire rips through former Ockham Cookery School. A former cookery school building at Ockham Farm was destroyed in a large fire in the early hours of Saturday morning, July the 18th. Firefighters from Torquay, Paignton and Newton Abbott were called to the scene after the blaze broke out, prompting a major response involving 4 fire engines, an aerial ladder platform and a water bowser. Crews battled the blaze from the ground using hose reel jets and 51 millimetre attack jets, while the aerial ladder platform was deployed to tackle the fire from above. The building was completely destroyed. The cause of the fire has not yet been confirmed. Ockham Farm closed in October after the charity that operated it went into liquidation. More recently, Torbay Council announced plans to sell the site to developer Greendale.
Teacher's death linked to work stress. A passionate teacher from Bevy Tracy killed herself after becoming overwhelmed with her workload, 12-hour days, and the financial impact of redundancy, an inquest heard. Head of PE, Kelly Liscombe, hanged herself at her family home as her long-term partner, James Lister, and their 3-year-old son were out one Sunday morning. Mr. Lister told the hearing the 39-year-old teacher at Plymouth High School for Girls was under immense pressure and there was no recognition of her well-being. He said she had an overwhelming workload with 12-hour days working into the night with marking and preparing for school, for which she was paid no extra and was suffering with fatigue. She put pupils first. She had no interest in the management chain. Her real passion was for teaching. She loved it. She did not do it for money, but for pride. But the school had budgetary constraints, and the business restructuring could have led to teachers being laid off, so Kelly volunteered for redundancy. Mr. Lister said Kelly felt there were financial constraints and lack of resources, which meant less extracurricular activities and the quality of teaching would be affected. Kelly had fallen out of love with the school, he said. He added she had a keen sportsman with a loving, caring person who gave too much, a person can do, who found it hard to say no, adding she would drain her battery for others. The school's head teacher, Simon Underdown, said they adjusted work for her, going down to 2 days a week to fit her life choices with her own young child. She was found hanged at her home by Mr. Lister in February 2025 and died in Torbay Hospital 3 days later. Assistant Devon Coroner Stephen Covell said Kelly suffered with bouts of depression from 2013, which could happen for a short time, just once a year, but she could continue her job. He said when she died, she may have been in the middle of a bout of depression, and her low mood was intensified by a number of stress factors. He said she had put in for redundancy, but had not at that stage been selected for it, and this may have played on her low mood on leaving a school she loved. He recorded a suicide conclusion.
Community Champion reflects on volunteering. Members of Newton Abbott and District Civic Society were treated to an inspiring insight into a lifetime of community service when Helen Cowell, MBE, delivered a talk entitled My Life in the Community. The presentation charted more than 5 decades of voluntary work in Bevy Tracy, during which Helen has devoted her time and energy to a remarkable range of organisations, charities and community groups. Helen explained that her volunteering journey began when her 4 children started school and she decided to become involved in local community work. Her first role was with Meals on Wheels, delivering hot meals to housebound residents in the Chudley Knighton area. It was through this that Helen became involved with Leprosy Mission Great Britain after meeting local supporters of the charity. She's continued to support its fundraising work for many years and remains actively involved today. Her commitment to community life soon extended to Bovey Tracy Carnival, where she served on the committee for many years. Helen played a key role in organising fundraising events, managing charity collections, and helping to decorate the Carnival Queen float alongside members of her family. Entertainment has also been a significant part of her community work. Helen joined the Bovey Bells singing and dancing group shortly after it was formed, performing across the UK and in the United States, going on to establish the Tracy Troopers majorette group. For the past 50 years, she has also organised coach holidays, taking groups on Christmas shopping weekends to London, as well as overseas. Helen has been closely associated with Bovey Tracy Over 60s Club since 1976 and has served as its chairperson for the past 25 years. Her outstanding contribution to the community was recognised in 2011 when she was appointed an MBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours for services to the people of Bovey Tracy. She described the memorable occasion when she received the honour from Princess Anne at Windsor Castle, watched proudly by her four children. More recently, she was awarded a 50 years of service badge by the Royal Voluntary Service.
A Newton Abbott-based charity that provides support for adults with learning disabilities and autism is inviting local charities, crafters and traders to take part in its upcoming Family Fun Day. With stall spaces still available to purchase, Safe Breaks Devon's event takes place on Saturday, August the 22nd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Ford Park next to the Our Pavilions Cafe. Visitors can enjoy a range of activities including face painting, hooker duck, tombola, football shootout, food, bouncy castle and live entertainment. Safe Breaks Devon CIC provides day services, supported living and community support for adults with learning disabilities and autism, helping individuals develop skills and independence. Charities and traders interested in purchasing a stall can contact Zena Fisher at zena.fisher@safebreaks.co.uk for more information.
Man dies after three-vehicle A38 crash. Police are appealing for witnesses and dashcam footage following a fatal road traffic collision on the A38 near Buckfast Lee. Emergency services were called to the collision shortly after 9:30 a.m. on Monday, the 20th of July. Three vehicles were involved in the collision: a white Vauxhall van, a green DAF goods vehicle, and a red Ford hatchback. Sadly, the driver of the van, a man in his 50s from Ivybridge, died at the scene despite the efforts of emergency responders. The road remained closed for several hours due to the police investigation. Witnesses or those with relevant dashcam footage are asked to contact the police on 101.